5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to your daily jab of truth.
You can be in the middle of a hurricane.
Oh, he comes, I'm going to punch him out. If I'm going to punch him out, I'm going to go to jail.
Or you can be on a calm day. North is still north. You could be in a thunderstorm.
The MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
North is still north. People can yell at you.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh. You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
North is still north. It doesn't change fundamental things. And in this business, right is still right, even if you stand by yourself.
We don't get fooled again.
Live across the fruited plain and from sea to shining sea. 3 hours of bold truth, excellence, and optimism for America. The Wendy Bell Radio Program.
Hello, America and beyond the fruited plain. Welcome home to the Wendy Bell Radio Program, your source for common sense, conservative values, kicking off another busy broadcasting week of fabulosity, if you will. Wendy Bell Radio Network is the app. Join us in the live video. We show all 3 hours of the program. You get to see all the nuts and bolts, alpha to omega. Also, Wendy Bell Radio podcast. It's so nice to take with you if you've got a jet and do other things today. Just make sure you come on back. Bring a friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and welcome home. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. You know, I want to start today's program by going back to something that happened to me on Friday afternoon. Brock and I had finished the show. We had cleaned up our respective studios, loaded up, and decided to go out and meet a friend for lunch, have a couple beers and a burger. And in the midst of our meal, I get a phone call from an unknown number, a 202 area code. And I got up and I took that call. And I heard on the other end of the line, federal prison. Call from, and they gave me his legal name, but you'll know him as Stuart Rhodes, the founder of the Oath Keepers. Press 5 if you would like to accept this call. And of course, I did. And for about 10 minutes, we spoke on a recorded line. And I got to hear this man who has been vilified and called so many ugly names, who's been lied about for caring about our country. It's basically what it boils down to. And he reminds me of the Alaska state representative who won re-election in 2022, and I would presume by 24 points would be considered a landslide, because he did, David Eastman. And the efforts in Alaska to unseat him, to strike as null and void his re-election and drag him through the same litigious mud, though not to the degree of Stuart Rhodes, because David Eastman, on January 6, 2021, traveled from Alaska to Washington, D.C. to listen to President Trump speak at the Ellipse. And in the eyes of the triggered, deranged, lunatic left in Alaska, that is somehow dangerous, un-American, unworthy, and should render Mr. Eastman's re-election void. This is the world in which we live, ladies and gentlemen. And yet the man I heard in that federal lockup on the other side of the phone was not bitter. He was not mean. He did not sound exhausted. He sounded resolute. He sounded convicted. He sounded proud. He sounded strong. And I think the mom in me needed to hear that. Stuart Rhodes is not an insurrectionist. any more than the Oath Keepers tried to overthrow our government that day. And it must be tremendously frustrating for these men who have been locked up and thrown away as collateral damage of a great sham to hear how much wrong is said about them and how little right is said. And so, Mr. Rhodes, I know you listen. I know you and other January 6 prisoners are in lockup, and I can't fathom what you have gone through, sir, but we have not forgotten. And I know you're not an insurrectionist, and I know you are not dangerous, and I know that the reason that you were there, and so many people who consider themselves keepers of some of the most important oaths in this country, to service, to protection from enemies foreign and domestic, though your time and many people who are a part of your organization who might have military background, their time of service to this country might be ended officially. Does that service ever really end? Because when you take a pledge to a place that you love, to a place that you would die for, to a place that you would die for to protect strangers from such enemies, and you get thrown away because of it, you don't need to know anything else today about threats to democracy. Because in these United States, we don't lock up the innocent. We don't saddle them with 75 different charges and bog them down in a legal and unaffordable quagmire. And we sure as hell don't then spread false narratives to the media so that the propaganda of January 6th and the danger of the men who went there as ancillary eyes and protection, who did not have weapons, who were not charged with killing anyone, because they did not. They were there to protect. And they witnessed the real insurrection, which is a handful of people in our own government who lie and cheat and steal with abandon. And they were desperate for a smokescreen to prevent getting caught. Some of the stories you're going to hear today seem very familiar. One, in fact, takes us back to the 1950s, because it seems history does have a strange, curious way of repeating itself, does it not? And my hope is by the end of these 3 hours, you will be able to identify quickly the patterns, the tip-offs, the phrases, the signs that tell you you are getting screwed, that you are being lied to, that they need to break you in order to manipulate you, in order to swoop in and complete the job of destroying these great United States. To Mr. Eastman in Alaska, a warrior, a father of 4 children, if I'm not mistaken, darling kids, who watched their dad get dragged through the mud because he is an oath keeper too. And they try to unseat him because of that. To anyone out there who loves this country so profoundly that they would donate, volunteer their time, their resources, their energy, their organization, their aptitude, to keep watchful eye over the rest of us, while the people who should be doing that are actively working to screw us over, I want to thank those people, those men, those keepers of the oath. If you haven't noticed, our police are being beaten. Nobody wants to sign up for the job anymore. No one wants to be called names, ridiculed, vilified, attacked, It's not worth it. Our communities are at risk. Now ask yourself this. Wouldn't you love someone like Mr. Rhodes, who graduated, if I'm not mistaken, from Harvard Law School and is a very intelligent human being? Wouldn't you want one of these men nearby? I know I would. So we're going to read you some articles. We're going to break down some fake news. We're going to show you the pattern. We're going to painstakingly and surgically take 2 minutes of audio and break it down into 13 separate cuts so that you can begin with increasing speed to identify the traps, the players, the keys, and all of it. Make no mistake, their goal is to destroy this country, and they need you on autopilot so they can finish the job. They will not succeed. Stewart, if you're listening, while you're behind bars, sir, fighting for what is right and just, we're fighting for you. Never surrender. Quick time out when we're back on the Wendy Bell Radio program. I call it a profile in suck. And I know that's kind of vague. You're like, wow, what's she talking about? Well, I'm just going to give you 2 words. Mike Pence. Enough said. Next. So as frustrating as it is to hear these voices that at one point made sense to you, Mike Pence seemed like a reasonable vice president. He looked like he was straight out of central casting. That Donald Trump went to some talent agency and they said, give me some Melba Toast white guy who will skew well with the evangelicals, who's really godlike and doesn't say a whole lot. Stand still. Bingo, they got you Mike Pence. It was the perfect match. And then somewhere along the way, Mike Pence got some bad advice. Or Mike Pence showed just his true colors. Because it was his purview as head of the Senate to tap the brakes on certifying the 2020 election. And if you're at all familiar with what our Constitution and what our founding fathers' documents are all about, it is entirely within the purview of the people to ask for redress, to ask for the government, to answer to them, to say, hey, we're not cool with something. Now it's up to you to listen to us and help us fix it. That didn't happen. It's the same way they pass bills in the darkness of night that are thousands of pages long, that are full of garbage, that they don't want anybody to know about. It's that same sort of situation. Mike Pence then going one step further, And stepping in total garbage, deciding it was his turn to run for president. Who in the hell would want a President Mike Pence? We already said no to that in John McCain. We already said no to that in Mitt Romney. And what did John McCain and Mitt Romney both end up as? Rhinos. These are not people who affiliate with the idea of making America great again. They're establishment uniparty hacks, period. So when I saw this on Breitbart.com this morning, I was like, man, usually we have at least one profile and suck. And I'm going to say this is it today. This is pretty big. Mike Pence. He says Trump calling January 6 rioters hostages is unacceptable. Mike, this isn't going to end well. Former Vice President Mike Pence said Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation that former President Donald Trump calling imprisoned January 6 rioters hostages was unacceptable. Now, this goes back to the whole Stuart Rhodes thing. If you never tell anybody what the Oath Keepers is really all about, what the mission statement is, who the people are. Are they really a right-wing extreme organization that's all about overthrow? That they want to be a thorn in the side of government and they want to create, you know, chaos? Of course not. That has nothing to do with it. But if you go online, you can't find any real information about who the Oath Keepers are. Don't you wonder why? I know why. They needed a whipping boy. They needed a pinata. And so now Trump's saying that the people who are imprisoned unfairly, who are still awaiting trial, going up, what, 3.5 years later, that they are hostages, that they are political prisoners. Mike Pence got his unnies in a bunch on that one. Saturday at the rally in Ohio, Trump said, "You see the spirit from the hostages." And that's exactly what they are, hostages. They've been treated terribly and very unfairly. And you know that, and everybody knows that. And we're going to be working on that soon. The first day we get into office, we're going to save our country. And we're going to work with the people to treat those unbelievable patriots. And they were unbelievable patriots. I'd like to know, by a show of hands, those who are in the federal lockup right now listening to this program, I obviously can't see you, but you can respond accordingly. How many of you were given some kind of a plea deal if you were to testify on the other side negatively against either Donald Trump or what was going on in the crowd that day? How many of you were given the opportunity to squeeze out of a lengthy prison term if you accepted guilt for something that you did not do? And you refused to do that, knowing full well that, like Stuart Rhodes, you were going to get punished, not as long as he, 18 years for something they call seditious conspiracy, with no weapons, with no intent, with no, and they say all sorts of people were killed that day, not at the hands of these folks. It was Capitol Police. And it was accidental, too. In other circumstances, Mike Pence doesn't seem to understand that we're aware. Pence said, "I think it's very unfortunate at a time that there are American hostages being held in Gaza, that the president of or any other leaders would refer to people that are moving through our justice system as hostages. It's just unacceptable." Hey, Mike, do you think they got fair trials? Or do you think the ladling on of 40 or 50 charges on top of them was meant to do exactly what it's done? Glue them in litigious quicksand and keep them where they are indefinitely so that ultimately everyone simply forgets. But we don't forget. We do not forget when people get trapped, Mike, when they get stuck in a situation that was created for them, Mike. And you are an embarrassment. You are an embarrassment to Congress. You're an embarrassment to the White House. And you embarrass me that you are Donald Trump's number two guy. And this is what he got. You Rhino suck, Mike Pence. He added, "The assaults on police officers, ultimately an environment that claimed lives, is something that I think was tragic, and I'll never diminish it." Sir, you are again in the wrong. Where is your concern about Roseanne Boylan, who was beaten to death by a Capitol Police officer? How about all the others? Where is your critical thought, sir? Well, there is none, because you are the issue. You are the problem. You are the cancer that MAGA is working to excise. You are a tumor in the Republican Party. And you, sir, shall not be dragged along with us anymore. You suck. Quick time out. When we come back, conspiracy theory 101. Remember the whole great replacement theory? That's not going on. Well, hello, let's talk about Tyson Foods. You ready? Buckle up. It's next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. So much that we talk about on this program has to do with propaganda, and it is because so much of the world in which we live and the messages that we receive are propaganda in nature. It is very unusual to get real live news. You don't get it anywhere. And it's fun to watch these news operations, whether they be the cable channels, your networks, even the newspapers, etc., as they kind of clutch their pearls and they're like, oh my gosh, what happened? Like, where did all of the money go? Well, this just in, you suck. And more people are aware of it. And we're tired of being lied to. You wouldn't stay in an abusive relationship with a partner, with somebody who cheated on you and lied to you and stole from you and then pretended that they loved you every so often when they needed you, like during elections. You wouldn't do that in your private life. Why would you do that in your government life? You wouldn't. So one of the great conspiracy theories that have circled around and has been proven true, so many conspiracy theories that have been fact-checked by the experts, they gotta hate it, right? When they come out all hot and bothered, that's not true. And then they say, no, comma, such and such didn't, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know that you're right and that they're just covering. You know that. This whole great replacement thing, remember about a year and a half ago, it started coming out and it was sort of this idea and it was taken originally as a replacement, I think, of black people, replacing black people. And instead now choosing migrants, your illegal immigrants who've broken the law to get here from all over the world, choosing them instead, putting all the eggs in that particular basket, shafting the black workers and bringing in these illegals to take their jobs. It's more than that, because that's not really what it is. It's displacing the American worker in general. It's taking the American born here. This is your blood, your country, your soil, your land. And effectively crossing you out of the equation and welcoming other people in. And then sweetening the pot and giving them everything for free that you have to pay for. Of course, this is what's going on. Well, all the experts, no, there is no replacement. That sounds like some fringe white, you know, white conspiracy theory, whatever, something that Stuart Rhodes would talk about. And the Oath Keepers. Well, no, actually, it's been going on for a while. Why do you think they had to fudge all the jobs reports? For a year, they inflated the numbers and then went back after we weren't paying attention and changed them, adjusted them. Oh, yeah, it was a coding error. Yeah, we had a glitch. It was so weird. Total glitch. But we went back. It's all good now. Oh, you mean all those gains that you said you made, we didn't actually make? And any gains that were made were not with native-born workers. They were with migrants? Really? Zero jobs? Zero Americans added to the payroll in a year? That's what it is. That's where we are. So enter Tyson Foods. Tyson flirting now with being Bud Lighted. And I think they probably should. So here's the story. You know about the Perry, Iowa, right? Perry, Iowa, Tyson Food Plant. This is at a time when Smithfield Foods, the number one pork producer in the country, is purchased by a Chinese billionaire. So, you know, pardon us if we're a little protective of the food supply. We see what's going on with Bill Gates trying to invent fake meat, breast milk, and all sorts of other gross stuff. We see our farmland in peril. We see the food supply being attacked, a la Amos Miller. Agriculture Department going after people who are self-sufficient, who do not want to be ruled by the government, and we are protective of that. This story about Tyson Foods, though, this is a piece of work. This is the New York Post. Tyson Foods is hoping to hire over 40,000 immigrants for labor manufacturing jobs. So the story last week, Tyson's plant in Perry, Iowa, they decided to shutter it, or they bagged all their people. It was like 1,200 people, 1,200 workers in a community of like 7,000, 8,000. That's a huge, huge hit. I made the analogy, I think, Friday about Lordstown, Ohio, when GM came in, moved out, and everybody just, the whole town died. So we were saying, oh my gosh, this town is going to die. This is important. Well, no, it's not gonna die, because apparently Tyson has been working for quite a while now with this organization called Tent. And that's another thing we're gonna have to chew on over the days and the weeks ahead. The new Black Lives Matter grift. Same ilk, same theme, same vibe, getting companies to agree not to support blacks anymore. The new grift is to support hiring migrants and training them and bending over backwards. That's the new left-wing ideology box-checking narrative. Tyson Foods says it's eager to hire over 40,000 asylum seekers and migrants arriving in the United States. According to a report from Bloomberg, the multinational food conglomerate is already hoping to hire personnel from the massive influx of migrants coming into the country from South and Central America. They're very, very loyal, Tyson Human Resources leader Garrett Dolan said in a statement to that outlet. Loyal, are they? Really? Huh. They've been uprooted, and what they want is stability. What they want is a sense of belonging. Well, who uprooted them? Garrett Dolan? They did. They did, and your Biden administration put out the welcome mat and invited everybody in a never-stopping turnstile at the border. They've been uprooted. That's incorrect, sir. They made a decision to come suck off the teat of our federal government and to drain us dry. That would be great replacement theory fact. Quote, we would like to employ another 42,000 if we could find them, Garrett Dolan said, the human resources leader at Tyson Foods. The company is disputing the report, releasing a statement on their website, accusing the article of misinformation. Well, in recent days, there's been a lot of misinformation in the media about our company, and we feel compelled to set the record straight, Tyson said in a statement. Tyson Foods is strongly opposed to illegal immigration, and we led the way in participating in the two major government programs to help employers combat unlawful employment, E-Verify, and the Mutual Agreement Between Government and Employers program. Tyson Foods employs 120,000 team members in the United States, all of whom are required to be legally authorized to work in this country. We have a history. Strong hiring practices. Really? Tyson very recently made headlines after the company announced it was going to shut down less profitable plants in other regions of the country. Workers at Tyson's Perry, Iowa facility officially learned of the location's planned closure Monday. The plant reportedly has a workforce of more than 1,200. After careful consideration, we've made the difficult decision to permanently close our Perry, Iowa pork plant, a Tyson Foods spokesperson confirmed Tuesday to Fox Business. Spokesperson said the closing the plant emphasizes our focus to optimize the efficiency of our operations to best serve our customers. In other words, we're shutting out the native folks because we want to hire all these other folks. Oh, that didn't happen. Well, yeah, actually it did. And at the bottom of this segment, I'm going to bring it up right now. I want to tell you about this tent. Before I get there, how about this? This is a news report. The benefits of Tyson Foods is now offering illegals that you and I would never get. Guaranteed the 1,200 individuals who got axed at that Perry, Iowa plant, who are Americans, right? One would argue, American workers. They would never get all of these benefits that these migrants who are illegal aliens are getting. Listen to this.
They want to retain those workers by providing benefits such as temporary housing, a relocation stipend, part-time off to a better acclimate to their new lives. Employees will also receive on-site childcare and transportation as well as paid time off to attend court hearings. And they're also saying that they're allocating $1.5 million to help them with legal services. Tonight at 8, we're going to take a closer look, and my colleague Megan Smith and I, at what the process looks like for migrants 48 hours after they arrived into the city of New York.
Well, after they ride in the city of New York, they get everything they want. Here, sit here. You can have a free house. You can have a prepaid debit card. Here you go. Got $900 on that. Your family members? Oh, let's double that. Oh, no, we'll quadruple it. How about some food? You want some food? You want some free health care? We got that too. Transportation wherever you got to go. Child care. Are you out of your mind? Do you want to know how much money I have paid over the course of 15 years, probably just on nannies and daycare for my five sons while my husband and I have worked? Well, no matter, because these folks get it for free. And by the way, when they have to go in any of their legal proceedings to hopefully become citizens, which of course is what they want, they get paid time off for that. Here's the grift. You guys ready? This is what it is. It's called Tent. Tent.org. And here's the little blurb off of Tent. Tent is this new Black Lives Matter kumbaya where we're gonna browbeat 400 major global companies, many here in the United States. And we're going to kind of hold that fire to your butt where if you don't pledge X, Y, or Z about opening your hearts and your minds and your wallets for these migrants and giving them job training and employment, well, BlackRock and Vanguard aren't going to look very well upon you. Neither will State Street, considering they're the top investors of more than like 80% of these businesses that we've investigated. Tyson has agreed to this pledge with Tent. In 2022, this is a direct quote from Tent's website. I'll tell you more about them in a moment. In 2022, Tyson Foods committed to hiring 2,500 refugees over 3 years in the United States. Tyson Foods will provide its refugee employees with on-site classes through its Upward Academy and Upward Pathways programs, including professional skills training, English as a second language courses, citizenship and legal assistance. Who the hell are you, Tyson? How about you just make some chicken, you suckers? Citizenship and legal assistance, general education development certification, digital literacy classes, and financial literacy training. Companies also addressing transportation issues, access to health care, and child care for its employees. This commitment builds on access to all of these things and Tyson Foods' efforts to hire hundreds of refugees. Make that 42,000. You guys might want to update your website, Tent. This is something that you guys need to start paying attention to. Go to tent.org. I'm going to read you a little bit of this when we get back. Some billionaire schmuck a la Bill Gates, who's meddling in the world, makes everything worse. That's what this is. The new BLM grift. Oh boy. And it's all about replacing Americans with migrants. Oops. Was that a conspiracy fact? We'll be right back on the Wendy Bell Radio program. So I've got this great media mashup for you. It's like 3 minutes and it's super awesome. It's the media spreading propaganda, spreading lies. And this is recently. This is within the last couple years. And this is a mashup of all of these voices who demand that you pay attention to what they say, that you take heed of their warnings, that you trust them implicitly and never doubt what they say. Who are the spigots, the hoses of government propaganda? And it's because of something Barack Obama did in 2012, tweaked a little law that allowed the government to start spreading the airwaves, our media, with propaganda. I want to read you this from tent.org. As I told you, this is like Black Lives Matter. It's a very nebulous thing. It's we're going to pledge this, this, and this. And somehow if I pledge this, I'm a better person than those who pledge less. It's ridiculous. Tent.org, about a new approach to supporting refugees. Wouldn't you love if there was a new approach to supporting homeless veterans? A new approach to supporting children who are abused. A new approach to supporting political prisoners from January 6th. Right? A new approach to supporting women when men invade their sports. No, this is a new approach to supporting refugees. This is the grift. Companies have a critical role to play in helping refugees who've been forced to flee their home countries. They haven't been forced to do jack squat. Let me make that abundantly clear to you, hacks. At Tent, I don't give a damn how freaking wealthy you are. I have no care in the world how deep your connections are. Stop lying to people in the first line. We've got to hook you with something emotional because our facts suck. We can't win in the marketplace of facts, so we're going to tug emotionally. These people are fleeing persecution. Oh, yes. We have to help them. We don't have to do crap. We have to help us, our people, Americans first. Last time I checked, judging by the lines of homeless wrapping around the buildings in Manhattan, in New York freaking city, the Empire City. Homeless. everywhere. They don't matter. Because at Tent, it's all about the illegals. We're going to pay more attention to this. Tent is going to come up a lot in your circles now that we've spoken about it. Read about it. Get educated. And now, when anybody out there tries to tell you that Donald Trump is the one who's he's trying to incite violence, he's promising he's going to exact revenge, he's going to go after his political opponents, he called it a bloodbath, it's a bloodbath, oh my goodness. I think we should just take a time out, tap the brakes, pull over, put it in park, and remember that these lackeys in the mainstream, the mouthpieces of propaganda for the left, the Uniparty, this is the filth that they have been spreading. Enjoy.
What would a second Donald Trump term look like?
Well, he cannot be the next president. Because if he is...
You can't imagine the things that he's going to do. Mexico, Canada. We can't go to Canada because eventually Canada will become annexed to America.
And shoot visitors to the White House.
Yeah, that means he can shoot the First Lady.
We're going to see violence the likes of which we didn't even see on January 6th.
Make it illegal to run against him, to throw his opponents in jail, to shut down the media.
He will make himself into the Fuhrer, and he will make everybody raise their hand and salute him.
Using martial law against the American people.
Terminate the Constitution.
To rewrite the Constitution.
Create mass internment camps.
Throw everyone into Gitmo.
Might be sent to jail, or their rights might be suppressed, especially minority groups in society.
You might have any number of things happen to you and your family.
Every one of us, our freedom, our liberty, none of us is safe.
He's going to have people around him executing against an enemy's list.
Assassinate generals.
Ordering troops to attack American citizens.
Trump's very well-armed and extremist base will try to kill people.
He's going to basically burn the house down.
He will unravel the institutions of our democracy.
Draw similarities between Mussolini and Hitler.
Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini.
Makes Donald Trump even more dangerous.
He wants to take away your vote.
Senate and the House are immediately going to be paralyzed.
People will begin in their minds to censor themselves. They might say, well, maybe I shouldn't say this.
This is the end of democracy. Yeah.
I think that could be the end of our democracy.
But democracy is dead if Trump is reelected.
Pose you up to Putin that democracy will be at risk.
The absolute destruction of the Justice Department as we know it.
The Justice Department could be entirely transformed.
I am really concerned about that.
Every person who was associated with the attempted coup elevated in the administration.
He's reelected. He will curb transgender rights.
The end of the rule of law.
Arrest political opponents.
To persecute, not prosecute, but persecute his enemies.
Take a wrecking ball to the rule of law.
He's going to make the law. Everyone else will have to follow.
A vote for Donald Trump may mean the last election that you ever get to vote in.
To go after the independent and free parts of American civic life.
He would tear down our institutions.
Purge the government of employees.
Department by department effort to weaponize the powers of the government.
To use the military to quash protests.
Ridding the government of all democratic safeguards.
Junking American democracy as we have always known it.
That he would try to stay in office beyond a second term. That he would never leave office.
There's no question.
Trump is reelected, he won't leave.
Donald Trump will never leave office voluntarily.
And what that means is that everybody who wants us to remain a republic has to put every other thing aside and work together urgently right now to stop that from happening.
Wow. Tom Elliott from Grabian. My goodness, it is always gold, the mashups that they give us. Holy cow. That is just a small example of the absolute proof that Donald J. Trump owns the left. He owns the Uniparty. He owns the establishment, and they are addicted. They are obsessed. And they want you to believe something so very desperately, ladies and gentlemen. They want you to believe that he is a threat to democracy. Jen Psaki, 2 minutes yesterday on MSNBC. 2 minutes. And we break it down into an entire half hour. Let us have some fun. All right, get ready for it, folks. It's next on the Wendy Bell Radio Program.